Good morning, Melissa.
Thanks for being with us. And who can resist a name like Aqua Jacks? Right off the bat, you've hooked me like a fish. Tell me all about this.
Well, basically, it started about a year ago, looking at the situation of everyone talking about we've got to do something to revitalize downtown.
Right.
Well, every issue that we've had with not revitalizing downtown has to do with numbers. There aren't enough people. Well, then the question is, what will bring a lot of people? Well, one of the issues also looked at is, for example, 2012, 88.5 million people drove by or flew over Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Only 3.2 million of them actually stopped here. Well, that's a huge potential. What can do it? Clearly, in other cities with similar situations, a need to develop the economy and also develop tourism, they put in a world-class aquarium, and it happened.
And it worked for them. Not just Atlanta, which has a famous aquarium, but many other cities, you're arguing, have successfully done this, and it has transformed their downtowns.
For example, Baltimore was near bankruptcy, and they put a world-class aquarium in an area downtown that had a harbor that was basically full of dilapidated warehouses. Boom, it took off. They then added ships. Now they have an incredible, incredible harbor that has totally transformed Baltimore. Chattanooga did the same thing. Corpus Christi had wonderful property sitting on the Gulf. Hello, no one going there.
Yeah.
They put an aquarium in. Now they have cruises and an aquarium, and they've built up a tremendous amount of business.
Sure. And your vision is to place this aquarium on the North Bank, just down the way here from WJCT, probably next to Metropolitan Park. You will be showing at OneSpark. By the way, their creator number is 20232 for those that have already downloaded the app. You're crowdfunding to the tune of $25,000, correct?
We would love to have $75,000. And I will say that we're in the main library.
That's where you'll be.
That's correct.
And so people, when they come to the library to see what you've got, what are you going to be displaying?
One of the things that we're excited about is we are now in partnership with the Jacksonville Zoo. So we'll have a combination of what we have to offer in terms of showing people exactly where we propose to have the aquarium, but we'll also have touching tubs so people can actually touch some of the sea life, for example, like rays and horseshoe crabs. And we'll have a fairly large saltwater aquarium full of fish.
Nice. And the whole idea behind this is to put this on the water, put this on the riverbank, and build up the area around the aquarium as well.
Exactly right. One of the nice things is to have it next to Metropolitan Park, which is tremendously underused and yet has all of the infrastructure, mm-hmm. of tables, everything. It will bring more people there, and it'll be much, much better used. But it also has a marina, which means that we could offer, as part of a ticket, an optional ticket, a river cruise up to the zoo and back. It could go to Mosh, the Landing, and to the Comer. That would certainly encourage people to stay overnight.
That's what it's all about, getting more people to visit Jacksonville, not just getting residents to see this aquarium if it's built, but getting people to not drive through the city but stop.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And the economy will boom.